7th of June, 2019. From the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. Welcome to another webcast, the Friday Night Special. Taking a good look at my world makes me want to listen to... Tony Terry, Forever Yours, way back in the day. Old school music, your kind of music. I hope you liked it. I love it. Thank you for joining me for this Friday night webcast. I'm sorry it's been all day, but I've been busy doing what? Whatever I want to do. You know what? Just looking at the news today, first let me respond to the basketball game. What if I were to suggest to you that the millionaire contributor to that team that shoved the NBA ball player was a part of this thing, this gimmick to put together to keep the NBA in popularity? What a thing to put in a game. And look at the reversal. Well, 10 years ago, we'll show the black male basketball player as some aggressive creature that was always grappling and fighting when he's off the court. Well, no. You can't do that now. I looked at the show today and see all the sports guys, and they're arguing the complete opposite, trying to imply, let's get rid of this racist. And for goodness sake, get rid of him. But watch this. It was a plan to keep you keeping those coffers rich. I love the game when I see it like that. Just one way to view the whole thing, and so that you won't get caught up and give a damn who wins the World Series of basketball. Wow, this is something. Each of us are players at something in this life. Each of us are. But a game like basketball and the owners and the people that push that easy sport, yeah, easy. Because if I were the athletic type, I'd probably be a basketball player. All you do is study the way the other guy moves. The defense against your offensive mode to get in there and put that rubber ball in that basket. That's very easy. I know. Okay, I'll leave it alone. But I thought that's strange. You know, we're living in strange days. I don't know exactly. I was looking in my phone, and I don't know exactly how they put it, but can I say I told you so? See, those of you that don't listen to me, when I told you that Donald Trump is a game player that knows how to win the game, Donald Trump announces deal to avoid the tariffs on Mexico, and it was a deal that Washington made. Man, how about this? The Mexican government is going to put up thousands of their troops to stop the onward enclave of immigrants into this country. Oh, wait a minute. You mean to tell me the Mexican government is working with the United States government to do that, to stop those people from coming in? Now, I know that that's not going to happen. And I'm telling you, just like I can prove to you that practically everything that is happening in our world and happening right in front of us is put together by a bunch of people just to keep you going forward and backwards. That's what it's all about. They keep you trapped right where you don't want to be. And like my phone just rung and I picked it up. I went for the gusto. It's all happening, but it's happening because it's supposed to happen. It's the way the game is run. Now, as I was looking at the basketball thing, Harcourt, don't get it in the way. I heard you barking. As I was looking at the basketball trauma, I had come across, and I'm just adjusting my microphone here, and so that you can hear it appropriately. I do want you to hear it. I was looking at some articles on the news thing, because I was looking at the sports news, and there was this article that says, New York City man arrested over a Times Square terror plot. Now, I'm looking at the picture of this, and I said, what is going on? First of all, I didn't believe it. I said, this has got to be something crazy, and I'm going to catch them in their mess. And so I'm watching the whole Fox News clip talking about fake news. I'm watching the whole Fox News clip, and you will only be able to hear it. I'm starting to play this video at 1 minute and 38 seconds left to go on this video before it goes off. And if you listen to what the person says, and I'll pause and try to go back and let you listen to it again, you will know that she's reading someone else's script, because she made the mistake of her journalistic life. In New York City today, there are no Twin Towers. There are no, because in the year, I think, what was that? 2001? No, 2011? 9/11? Whenever. But the World Trade Center, the Twin Towers, are gone. They have another building there. I don't think they call that building the Twin Towers. If they do, I'm probably mistaken. But I'm watching this newscast, and this is what I heard. Listen to her commentary, and let's see what you hear.
And then on another occasion said that it would make him happy to see the flag of Islam on the Twin Towers or the Empire State Building.
The flag of Islam on where? The Twin Towers or the Empire State Building. Let me play a little bit more of her feed. Now, listen to this. Listen closely.
He also said Alam took cell phone video of Times Square so he could plan his attack. And then on another occasion said that it would make him happy to see the flag of Islam on the Twin Towers or the Empire State Building. Investigators said that there was never a threat to Times Square, that agents always were watching his moves. But of course, this criminal complaint paints a dark picture of what agents say this man allegedly wanted.
Now, while she's saying that, the Times Square, New York City, time was 2:34 this afternoon, Eastern Time. And this was a clip from a Fox News feed. Wow.
To see happen. Dana.
All right, Jackie, thank you.
Jackie was reading script, baby.
Right now, that man is in federal court in Brooklyn.
You see, and the man is in federal court in Brooklyn. Now, whoever this man is, because I started the article again. Whoever this man is, listen.
On weapons charges, but the criminal complaint just came down, and it is full of alarming details. The suspect's name is Ashiqul Alam. He's 22 years old from Bangladesh and was living as a permanent resident in Queens. Police arrested him last night after he tried to buy two semi-automatic pistols with the serial numbers removed from undercover officers. The FBI had been building the case against him since August of last year when an undercover agent first met with Alam. During that meeting and others, investigators say Alam repeatedly praised ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Osama bin Laden, and said he admired the attack on September 11th. Later, he allegedly talked about planning his own attack with a suicide vest in Times Square or in Washington, D.C., where he could kill a senior...
All of this, these people found out about this 22-year-old man. All of it, man, this is... Was he working alone? Wait a minute. Continue to listen to what this 22-year-old man did. Man, I don't know who's putting this new script together for these people to read, but check this out.
Your government official. He allegedly complained about not having enough bomb-making materials and said, quote, he would need a circle of balls, and when it blows up, those balls explode and the metal goes everywhere. The more better the explosives, the more farther the shrapnel could go.
And when you listen to the article, when it gets that deep, I begin to ask myself and say, why, the way she read that or the way this was cut and pasted? Someone would say, well, give me a circle of balls, and when it blows up, those balls explode and the metal goes everywhere. The more better the explosives, the more further the shrapnel could go. Now, does this sound like a 22-year-old, what did they call him, Afghanistan or whatever he is, whoever, if this person even exists? See, I escape in his own to get away from this confusion that, I'll play the rest of it so you can listen to it and you just try to figure it out.
Agents also said he discussed buying grenades because they could, quote, take out at least 8 people.
Now, wait. Why would the agents put all this stuff out?
They also said Alam took cell phone video of Times Square so he could plan his attack. And then on another occasion said that it would make him happy to see the flag of Islam on the Twin Towers or the Empire State Building.
Is this hate mongering or what? What is this supposed to generate in the people that see this clip here? What?
Investigators said that there was never a threat to Times Square, that agents always were watching his moves. But of course, this criminal complaint paints a dark picture of what agents say this man allegedly wanted to see happen.
Agents say, okay. Right. I just thought it interesting. You can think that I'm taking it a little bit too far. Well, what I'm going to do is leave it right there. Oh, no, I was supposed to talk about where all this joy comes from in my life, right? Yeah, almost forgot what our subject matter was, but I just thought that I'd share that with you because I thought it, often I think it's strange when, I think it's strange on a Friday night with all of the confusion that comes across on a computer screen or a TV screen or the media or anything. You have to really handle all that stuff with a grain of salt. Now, you can also see on my website that I put up there today my Gmail address if any of you would like to contact me. You can't do it from my website because I don't know how to attach an email thing to my website. I do my own work on it, but I'm not that proficient to go deep down into the guts of a computer to do that. But if you'd like to send me some correspondence about any of my webcasts, please do so. I'll be checking my Gmail on a regular basis. And that goes directly into my phone. And so I'd be able to get back in touch with you. I'd like to know your feelings about what you think about my webcast. I'd like to know whether you think that I did the right thing in changing the approach to my webcast, assuming that I'm trying to introduce my listener to the idea of God. I am, yet I just dare not want to sound like a person that can, man, did you hear? It was terrible. Some brutes attacked 2 women that loved each other and brutally beat them. You see how backwards people are? And then, you know, for God's sake, I don't have nothing against a woman that don't want to be with a man that, especially when she knows he's a brute. Because if he is a brute, he is going to, where do you think they got the name Brutus from, right? Don't get with a brute. How do you make it from day to day? You got to flow with the joy that all that brings to you. every newscast, every Twin Towers she talking about. You know, this sound like, since I'm still thinking about that thing, since they had him under surveillance and they knew that Times Square never was in danger and they had all that information on that guy. Listen to me. This is the way my mind is working. Why didn't they arrest him on a weapons charge, on a lunacy charge or something like that? Come on, man. This is lunacy, listening to the news. That is what I just heard on this Friday. Now, how do I escape all that in the joy of it all? And just hold on to the joy and not let that stuff get to me. I'm going to tell you how I do it, because I know what's beyond this. I know what's beyond this, and you know what's beyond this? Something that you've never seen in your life. That which is beyond where we are is something that you have never comprehended. There's a verse in the Bible. There's a verse in the Bible that says there is more joy in heaven that takes place when one sinner repents than 99 just men. Just feeling the joy of it all. Here's where the God of my religion comes in, because without that, I would have no hope beyond the foolishness that I'm forced to live within. So I worship him. Some people don't feel like they need to worship him. But those people, I don't know, because I know some people that hung out a long time and then passed away, and they never acknowledged God. I don't know how. I don't know how one would go on by doing that. I just don't. Pick the joy out of the sadness. There was a friend of mine, he had him a Facebook rant today, and he said that he has been crying because a loved one passed away, and he misses the loved one, and he called himself, not being bitter, but a crybaby. And I thought, and I said, my God, yeah. I also am aware that there remaineth a rest for the person that is a child of the living God. And that rest isn't coming now. The rest comes in a little bit. In the sweet by and by, that's where we say. Sometimes we want that right now. But no, I'm feeling the joy of it all. See, when long after I'm dead and gone from this planet, listen to me, this is a reality. I got something up on my Facebook page. I think I'm going to leave it up there. Those may be the two. I'm going to leave that Saving Private Ryan and that long paragraph up there for at least 2 or 3 weeks until somebody responds to it that has some sense. I'm not going to remove it. And you know why I'm not? I believe that everyone has to be able to feel the joy of it all. Feel the joy of me being satisfied in the world that has been created for me to live in. Now, are you satisfied for the world that's been created for you to live in it? And if you're not satisfied, why aren't you satisfied? It's because you have not reached for feeling the joy of it all. You're too busy concentrating upon what's making you feel poorly. That's supposed to take place. Who would ever think that the president's men in D.C. meeting with some men from Mexico? Now, why do you think those Mexicans worked a deal with the Trump administration? Did you see the tariffs that were going to be levied against Mexico if she would not negotiate properly? The man is an astute businessman, and he wins on another business deal. I don't know why anyone would bet on a deal that would never win. Can I be critical? I am not a member of either political party, Republican or Democrats. But I gotta say it. To me, the Democrats are the stupidest amount. Man, listen. The Democrats believe that you can create something out of nothing. I don't know how. When you know, there's no Bible verse in the Old Testament that says, "My cup runneth over." With the Democrat, it's never quit running over. Just run it over, spill all over. Somebody will pay for it. All right, I can get critical. I could do that, but then I know you can get critical back. So I'm not going to try to defend a group of human beings against the nature of another one. I would tell any human being, just feel in the joy of it all. It goes along with what Christianity taught. Lord, I'm with you, even to the end of the earth. That's what God said. I'm with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Oh, it don't feel like it. No, because you got to just feel the joy of it. In every circumstance, because the Bible says, in whatever situation you find yourself in, with that, be content. You know what he's saying? Feel the joy of it. I'm not quoting Bible to you. I am telling you how it is. I'm a theologian. I can't play with this. God didn't tell me to stop doing this. He wouldn't tell me to start doing something in 2002. And I'm still alive. And my heart is getting stronger every day of the week in 2019. And I'm going to stop telling you because I know that you don't like to hear what I'm talking to you about. Stop it. Just feel the joy of it all. Things ain't worked out the way you thought that they was going to work out. Feel the joy of it. Because you know that something good is coming around the corner the next day. I was combing my hair in the bathroom. This is how I perfected in an illustration. I was combing my hair in the bathroom the other day. And I washed my hair and I put a little water in it. And then I put some, hair stuff that, and I rubbed it into my scalp and everything. Then I got my thick natural comb and started to comb my hair in the natural. and to shape it. And I looked in the mirror and I said, damn. I said, I look just like I was about 26 years old. I looked at my face and people tell me today, man, you don't have any bump scars, anything on it. And I said, wow, that's God. That's God. I seen a hell of a lot of 75-year-old people. And I'm looking at them. Hey, it's God that keeps me like this. I'm going to praise him and extol him and lift up his name. I don't care what y'all do. Y'all can go to church and give your money to the bishop. Give it to him. You need to do that. You need to give all your money to that fool when I'm telling you that you can go directly to God and get above what you thought you needed. Oh, I'm telling you, friends, it is good to be alive today. My young friend. Well, listen, I'm going to call it quits. Thanks for coming to the site. You've learned how to do it. I have no further expectation than these. Thanks for coming by.